要看。
接下来我们来看第六章。
Chapter six。
这个第六章，我们看到第六章就是工程啊，这个城墙已经修完了。
Now the wall was rebuilt and finished。
那只有剩下，就是还没有安门伞。
And now they only the process that they need to put a lock on the wall.
那其他的就是工程都已经完成。
And they finish all the work.
就在这个时候，
At this time,
第六章里面就记载啊，这一些仇敌怎么样的来谋害尼希米。
And he recalled how the enemy opposed Nehemiah.
那尼希米怎么样来应付啊？对付这个仇敌这些诡计。
How did Nehemiah deal with the opposition and scheme of the enemies?
这一章有一个很重要的教训。
There is one main spiritual teaching.
就是我们工人呢，在完成神的工作。
That a holy worker to finish the work of God.
一项事工啊，完成。
For work is finished.
我们不要以为说完成了就是就已经没事了。
Don't think that is everything is done, it's finished.
实际上，我们的工作跟征战呢，它是一体的两面。
But rather, we must remember that the completion of the work and the spiritual battle is going hand in hand.
在第四章，我们看到这个工作跟这个征战它是一体的。
In chapter four, we know that the working and the spiritual battle is going hand in hand.
虽然我们的工程是已经完成。
Even though now the work is done,
但是征战呢并没有休息
but the battle is not over.
征战甚至于会更针对着我们工人而来
and the opposition will be directly focused and targeted on the worker.
要讲这一章呢，我们先来看的一节圣经。
Before we go into this chapter, let's read a verse.
看到路加福音第十章。
Let's turn to Luke.To the 10.
这是当时的一件实际的例子。
That is a practical example.
主耶稣差遣七十个人出去工作。
Jesus sent 70 disciples to work.
当他们工作回来的时候，
When they come back,
他们工作很有成绩的。
They had a good report.
他们完成主耶稣托付给他们的工作。
They finished the commission that Jesus entrusted to them.
所以他们非常高兴。
And they were very glad.
我们看十七节。
Verse 17.
路加福音第十章十七节。
Luke 10:17.
说到七十个人欢欢喜喜地回来说：“主啊，因你的名就是鬼也服了我们。”
The 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name.
这些门徒非常高兴。
The disciples were very happy.
回来就向主耶稣这样报告。
They make such a report to the Lord.
那主耶稣就对他们说了。
But Jesus said,
说我曾看见了撒旦从天上坠落，像闪电一样。
I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven.
那我已经给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇和蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力，但没有什么能害你们。
I've given you authority to trample on snake and scorpion and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you.
这个意思就是说，鬼服你们，这个理所当然，这个没有什么稀奇了。
So that is meaning that it's no surprise that a demon submit to you.
是我给你们权柄。
Because I've already given you power and authority.
能够胜过一切的仇敌。
And you can overcome all enemies.
这个理所当然的事情吗？
That is so natural.
很平常的事情吗？
It's normal.
二十节说。
Verse 20.
然而不要因鬼服了你们就欢喜。
However, do not rejoice that a spirit submit to you.
要因你们的名记录在天上欢喜。
But rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
这个就提醒门徒因为他们刚刚出去工作对这方面还是不老练的。
That is to remind the disciples because they were inexperienced that they are new workers.
他们以为能够完成工作就很高兴。
They thought that they, when they finish the work, they are so happy.
就不去留意到说自己的这个得救的问题。
They pay no attention on the issues that whether they could be safe or not.
这是很危险的。
That is very dangerous.
所以主耶稣提醒他们。
So Jesus remind them.
这个要留意，不要因为这样就太高兴了。
Please remind that we should not be joyful too early.
因为撒旦想要得着我们。
Because Satan want to have us.
而现在我们看回来尼希米记。
Now let's turn back to Nehemiah.
尼希米这城墙的工作是完成的。
Now the wall is rebuilt.
但是征战的更加厉害。
But the battle become more fierce.
撒旦想要得着我们。
Satan want to have us even more.
说当时的那些仇敌啊，千方百计，现在啊，施行一切的这个诡计啊，要打倒这个尼希米。
At the time, the enemy want to use all methods they can to.Attack Nehemiah.
好，我们看到第一节哈。
What's why?
好，第一节这里说，参巴拉、多比亚、亚阿伯人、基善和我们其余的仇敌，啊，所有的仇敌都
出现了。参巴拉、多比亚、基善 and the Arabs and the rest of our enemies.
好，那听见我们已经修完了城墙，其中没有破裂的地方了。
They heard that we have rebuilt a wall without a gap or slab in it.
我括号里面这句话特别注意一下哈。
And the sentence following is the important one.
所以那个时候我还没有安门闪。
Though up to that time I had not set the door in the gate.
那现在看第二节。
Verse 2.
这个参巴拉和基善就打发人来见尼希米说，请你来啊，我们在阿罗平原的一个村庄相会。他们却想要害我。
Sanballat and Geshem send me this message. Come and let us meet together in one of the villages on the plain of Ono.
这个是诡计，这个是笑脸攻势。
That is a scheme to threaten.
第三节啊。
3.
所以于是我差遣人去见他们说，我现在办理大功，不能下去，焉能停工下去见你们呢？
So I sent messenger to them saying, I'm carrying on a great project and cannot go down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and go down to you?
好，第四节。
4.
他们这样四次打发人来见我，我都如此回答他们。
Four times they sent me the same message, and each time I gave them the same answer.
啊，参巴拉第五次打发仆人来见我。
And the fifth time, Sanballat sent his aid to me.
啊，手里拿着未封的信。
With the same message and his unsealed letter.
啊，那信上写着说，外邦人中有风声。啊，加斯物就是基善呢、啊，也说你和犹大人谋反修造城墙，你要做他们的王。
It is reported that you are going to lead the Jews to plotting to revolt, and you want to rebuild the wall.
所以你又派先知在耶路撒冷指着你宣讲说，在犹大有王，现在这话必传与王之。
And now there's a news that you appoint the prophets to make this proclamation about you in Jerusalem. There's a king in Judah. Now this report will get back to the king.
所以请你来与我们彼此商议。
So come, let us confer together.
哦，这个很可怕的、啊。
That is very dreadful.
一连四次。
Fourth time in a row.
啊，要尼希米去跟他们相会。
He want Nehemiah to come to him.
啊。这种笑脸攻势啊，很可怕。
This kind of tactics is very terrible.
啊，即使笑里面藏刀。
Just like he's smiling, but at the back he had a knife.
对，尼希米看透他们的诡计。
Nehemiah see through the scheme.
啊，他怎么回答
？What is the reply?
他说，我现在办理大功。
I am doing a great project.
不能下去。
I cannot go.
啊。因能停工下去见你们呢
？Why should the work stop while I leave it and go down to you？
尼希米坚守本位。
Nehemiah keep his position。
他不离开本位。
He never depart from his position。
那么仇敌的诡计要他离开本位。
And the enemy scheme was to for him to depart from his position。
他们就会找把柄来攻击尼希米。
So that the enemy can have the foothold to attack Nehemiah。
但是尼希米知道。
Nehemiah know。
他守住自己的本位。
He want to keep the position firm.
一连四次
，fourth time in a row.
尼希米说：“我都是以这样同样的话回答他们。
”I reply them with the same answer.
这句很重要。
That is important.
就是证明尼希米啊，他坚守本位。
To prove that Nehemiah keeps his position firm.
不离开本位。
Never leave his position.
啊，我们参考一节圣经。
Let's look at a verse.
犹大书。
Judah.
犹大书。
啊，就。Jude.
犹大书第六节。
Jude verse 6.
犹大书第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节这里说啊，那个又有不守本位、离开自己住处的天使，主用锁链把他们永远拘留在黑暗里头，等候大日的审判。那些离开本位的天使。
Those angels who did not keep the position,
神就用锁链把他锁住，留在 啊，将来的审判。
God bound them up and keep them and for the final judgment.
为什么会离开本位？
Why those angels did not keep the position?
这个啊，受到这种诱惑。
Because they face temptation.
我们今天呢，很重要就是要啊，守住自己的本位。
Today it is very important for us to keep our position.
啊，才不会啊，给仇敌啊有机可乘。
So that we will not leave any chance for our enemies to attack us.
啊，所以这个守本位很重要。
So keeping one's position is very important.
那魔鬼用一切方法要引诱我们离开本位。
Satan want to use all schemes to tempt us to leave from our position.
啊，只要我们离开本位，就会被他击倒。
Because if we leave a position, that we will be attacked.By him.
就中计啊
and we'll fall into his trap.
和尼西米啊他说以坚守本位这样都是你再一次两次三次四次我就是这样回答
The Nehemiah kept his position no matter how many times you want to sway me I still want to keep my position firm.
啊这个我们有一句话说以静制动
That is a saying that use a calm attitude to overcome all changing position.
你尽量的动我还是不动
Even though you try to use all kind of method to move me, I stay calm and still. Be still and overcome all the tactics.
有一位姐妹啊
There was a sister.
被一个弟兄追求了
And a brother want to chase after her.
这一位姐妹是寡妇
That brother, that sister was a widow.
那这位弟兄也是太太已经去世了
And that brother, his wife also passed away.
这个弟兄看啊，这个喜欢这个姐妹。
And that brother liked the sister very much.
他就一直追求她。
So he wanted to chase after her.
追求到这个姐妹已经是招架不住了。
And the sister cannot bear anymore.
快要被掳了。
And almost captured.
但是一想又不行。
But she thinks that it's not okay.
她不晓得要怎么办了。
She doesn't know what to do.
她打电话给我。
She called me.
告诉我这个情况。
And tell me the situation.
情况非常危急啊。
That is a very urgent situation.
那我告诉她。
And I told her.
你要学习这个尼希米。
Learn from Nehemiah.
你现在你到底呀、啊、想不想再嫁
？Do you want to get married again?
就我要先要了解这个问题。
Understand this problem first.
他说我实在不想再结婚。
She said I don't want to get married again.
儿女都长大了，我现在。
Because my children have grown up already.
那既然是这样，就很简单吗
？And because of this, that is so easy.
你只有一句话。
You have only one sentence.
我不想再结婚。
I do not want to marry again.
其他话你都不要讲哦。
Say no other words.
那他下一次再来的时候，你说我不想再结婚。
Next time he comes to you, you say I don't want to marry again.
他让他一直讲很多，你都我不想再结婚。
Even though he will say lots of things to persuade you, you use the same words to reply. I don't want to marry again. Even though he used more reason to want to sway you.
你不要听那些，你还是一句我不想再结婚。
Does not hear his explanation and say repeat the same word. I don't want to marry again.
不用算四次了，你心里四次还没有怎么样？
Doesn't even take four times.
三次。
And after three times, the brother
他就没有话说了。
There's nothing to say.
他就投降，他就回去。
He surrendered and go back home.
他说：“哎，这个我试试看。”
And that's useful, she said.
他成功了。
And she succeeded.
因为他讲完，你说：“哎呀，怎么样啊？啊，就没有问题啊？我这个……哎，又说。”跑到没有地方跑吗？没有理由跟人家拒绝啊，没有理由拒绝、啊。
Because in the past he was forced into the corner, and she cannot find any excuse to refuse him.
因为对方很厉害啊，他跟这个什么话、什么理由出来都被他打破，什么理由就都被他打破，这样。
Because the brother was very persuasive and tried to persuade her.
我没有理由，我不离开本位，我不想结婚。
But rather the sister keep her position firm. I don't want to marry, no matter what you say.
这就得胜了嘛。
And that.
所以这个人是你就不离开本位，这个原则守住。
立马 ，keep his position firm, never leave his post。
那这个仇敌看您不，您是你不就换了、啊、
So now the enemy see that Nehemiah was not.
因为是这种啊毒计，用这种毁谤的话，故意拿这个没有封的信里面写的这个狠毒的话。
And even the enemy tried to oppress oppose Nehemiah by writing a false letter, writing a false report.
要这个威胁、啊、让尼希米就范
And want to threaten Nehemiah、
哦、这个很恐怖的这样这种事情真的是传到王那里去真的会被杀头
And it was very dangerous because if the report get to the king, and Nehemiah will be beheaded.
不，这个是很可怕的事情。
That was very terrible.
这个是真是很毒啊！啊
It's a very terrible scheme.
啊，他们认为这样子，你是你真是非旧患不可啊。
They think that Nehemiah will give up and surrender.
但是我们看尼希米。
But look at Nehemiah.
老神宰在，第八节啊。
Verse 8.
所以我就差遣去见他们说，你所说的这些事一概没有。
I sent him this reply, nothing like what you are saying is happening.
哦，是你心里捏造的。
You are just making it up out of your head.
不要惊慌。
Don't be frightened.
不要焦急。
Don't be anxious.
一概没有。
Nothing is like what you're saying.
这个也是很重要。
That is important.
今天我们可能会听到人家讲一些毁谤的话，说什么什么什么什么什么很多。
Sometimes we will hear people saying gossip or saying things attacking us and saying some false report.
那这些都是捏造的。
All that are made out of the mind.
没有一样是实在的。
Everything is groundless.
你嚯就受不了了。
Sometimes we cannot bear.
你跳起来啊。
You may lose your temper.
变成真的。
And then it becomes true.
如果没有的话就没事啊
Because people say if you did not do it you will
not
respond But you lose your temper That means you did it
是不是在痛某一些、哎、很痛啊对啊
You say oh this is painful okay
这不痛嘛你做没有问题嘛
If you don't feel anything There's a
所以
你
心里这一步更厉害
So Nehemiah response is very great
一开没有
Nothing,
他不着急
Nothing he
他不害怕
was not anxious、
哎、
He was not afraid
非常冷静
Very calm
今天我们一定要学这一步
We should learn from Nehemiah
但是往往有一些人呢听到人家讲那些啊，无需有的无需有的那今天这样的话、哦、不得了了天塌下来了这样
Sometimes when we hear false report concerning us that we will lose our temper and be very anxious and try to fight for ourselves
这样反倒中计啊
We will fall into the temptation.
你看主耶稣人家一直捏造工作陷害他什么什么什么他不讲一句话都不讲
People try to make false report to attack Jesus in the trial but Jesus
让这个
希律王 paid no attention and kept silent
这么奇怪怎么你都没有听到吗、啊、你在控告这么多都没有听到吗、啊、
And Herod was so surprised asked Jesus don't you hear what they accuse why don't you respond
他还是不说话
Jesus said no words
没有的事情嘛
Nothing happened like what you said
尼希米就是这样子。
Nehemiah was like this.
他不着急，他不害怕。
He was not anxious. He was not afraid.
都是捏造的。
Because everything is false.
啊，我们没有做的事情，不怕人家讲。
If we did not do it, we are do not afraid people say it.
哎，一人的啊，说这个罪人呐、啊，恶人呐、啊。没有人追赶，他就逃跑，他就跑。
The Bible tells us that wicked, even though no one pursue them, they will escape.
但是
一
人呐，胆壮如狮子。
But a righteous man is as brave as a lion.
人家怎么讲，稳如泰山。
No matter how people attack him, he will be as firm as a mountain.
如果你做了亏心事，人家还没有在追赶你，你看到哎，警察来了，跑了。
But if you did something against your conscience, even though no people pursue you, you will flee.
即使警察也不晓得他是一个小偷啊
Even though the police we don't know that he is a thief
就是
But he'll flee for his life
刚好从他旁边经过
Maybe the police just passed by
他是作贼心虚啊
But that person because he steals something he was a thief so that
his conscience 跑就追
is frightened and he'll escape try to escape and the policeman notice that and will pursue him
所以今天呢我们只要没有做亏心的事情
So today if we did nothing against our conscience
说半夜啊鬼来敲门都不怕。
Even though the ghosts will lock at the door at midnight, you do not afraid.
看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
啊，尼希米很了解他们的用意。
Nehemiah knew their tactics.
这也是很重要的，就是我们属灵的人看透魔鬼的这个诡计。
A spiritual man should look through and discover the tactics of Satan.
他们都是要使我惧怕，意思就是说。
Want to frighten us.
意思就是说，他们手臂发软，以至于工作不能成就。
Because they will say their hands will get too weak for the work and it will not be complete.
看透魔鬼的诡计。
He looked through, discovered the scheme of Satan.
为什么这些人会这样用捏造这些话来攻击我
？Why those people want to make up story and attack me？
为什么这些人要用这种方式来对付我
？Why those people want to make a scheme and oppose me？
我们去想
，Think about it.
用意何在
？What was the purpose？
一定要去了解。
Understand this.
那我就不中计。
So that I will not fall into the traps.
不然的话我们真的会中计。
Otherwise, we will fall into the trap.
所以林士尼啊，他很了解撒旦啊，就是仇敌所一切所用的这种手段方法到底用意在哪里。
Nehemiah knew all the tactics of the enemies and their purpose.
只有一个目的，要让他们手发软，不
能
完成工作。
Purpose is their hand will get too weak for the work and it will not be completed.
所以林士尼不中计。
So Nehemiah paid no attention.
同时呢，他要求神坚固他的手。
At the same time, he asked God to strengthen his hand.
靠信心来得胜。
By faith, he will overcome.
仇敌要我们软弱。
The enemy want to weaken us.
祷告神使我们坚固。
We pray to God and ask him to strengthen us.
好，再看呢这个第下一段第十节。
Next paragraph.
那么这一仇敌的这个毒计啊，没有办法达成。
So the tactics and scheme of the enemy were not effective.
不能得逞，但他还是不罢休。
But they do not give up.
他会想另外的方法。
They try to make another scheme to harm.
那这个方法是什么？
What is their tactics?
他现在会买这个内奸呢、啊？哇，这步更毒更厉害。
Now they want to bribe someone from Nehemiah's camp and try to.
会买谁、啊？我们看先看这个十二节、啊。
Verse 12.
十二节这里说这个林希米说：“我看明神没有差遣他，是他自己说这些话攻击我，是多比亚和参巴拉会买了他。”
And as I realized that God had not sent him, but that he had prophesied against me because Tobiah and Sambalah had hired him.
所以这个多现在多比亚做头了。多比亚
Now Tobiah is the leader.
多比亚这个人，我们知道多比亚就是情欲，很可怕的。
We know that Tobiah represent flesh.
我们要对付这一号。
And sinful desire. We know he is our number one enemy.
这个多比亚来施，这个是设计的，多比亚设计的啊。
Tobiah design these tactics.
好，说会买就因为示玛雅。
He hired Semaya.
他是一位祭司啊。
Is a priest.
在神的殿里面服侍神呢、啊。
He works in the temple of God.
好，那这个尼希米到他那里去啊。
And Nehemiah went to him.
哦，他假心假意的啊，哦，赶快对尼希米说。
And he told Nehemiah.
啊，他就在关在殿里面门关起来。不出来。
He closed the door in the temple.
他说：“来，你呀、啊，来，我们就在神的殿里面会面。
”Let us meet in the house of God inside the temple.、
啊、将殿门关锁。
Let us close the temple door.
因为呀、啊，他仇敌他们要来杀你。
Because men are coming to kill you.
就是利用晚上来杀你。
By night they will come.
哦，要保护尼希米的性命啊。
He want to protect Nehemiah's life.
爱护尼希米啊。
He love Nehemiah.
哇，爱心这么大。
Wow, he has great love.
看到一个人怎么突然间对我们，哇，爱心这么大。
Sometimes you see someone suddenly he show his great love.
哦，可能，哎，这个可能有诈。
Maybe there's something wrong, some false motive.
因为不大正常。
Because it's not natural.
人与人之间的爱是很正常的。
Because the true love is the natural one.
所以突然碰到有一些不太正常的那种爱心呢，可能要稍微提防一下。
Sometimes you encounter unnatural love, so be careful.
因为这个太集中必有诈。
Because there may be some false motive behind.
哎，这份信任他很警觉的。
So Nehemiah was very watchful.
看十一节。
Verse 11.
就尼希米说：“我说，像我这样的人，岂要逃跑呢？”
Someone like me, should a man like me run away?
像我这样的人，岂能进入神的殿保全生命呢？
Should one like me to go into the temple and to save his life?
我不进去。
I will not go.
这句话我们想到保罗。
We remember Paul.
保罗要去耶路撒冷的时候。
When Paul was about to go to Jerusalem.
很多人劝他不要去啊。
Many people tried to persuade him, say, do not go.
因为有捆锁在等待他。
Because the chains are waiting for
him. 当然这弟兄姐妹是出于爱心了。
Because the brothers and sisters say this out of love.
哎呀，哭啊，你不要去，保罗。
Oh, don't go there.
但是保罗怎么说啊？
But what did Paul say?
你们怎么这样的痛苦让我心都碎掉。
Why do you say such this to break my heart?
我为主耶稣你不能被捆绑死在耶路撒冷我的甘愿。
For the sake of the name of Lord Jesus, I not only go there, but
I'll
pay no attention to my life.
也不看为宝贵。
I care not my life.
我只有一件事就完成主耶稣托付的。
There's only one thing that I want to finish the things that God entrusted me to do.
这个就是尼希米的，就是尼希米的心思。
That is the determination of Nehemiah.
今天他不会想到他性命的问题。
Today he will not think about his life.
他是想到他要完成神的工程。
He only think about to complete the project commissioned by God.
今天呢，我们有这样子自始忠心的 这种爱主的心。
Today we should have the mentality to love the Lord to the point that we may sacrifice our life.
我们就不会受到这种陷害。
That we will not fear about these tactics.
所以他不进去。
So that he will not go.
那所以这很重要，就是你看明，说我看。看明了
verse,
神没有差遣他
verse 12 very importantly say I realize that God had not sent him
是他自己说这个话来攻击我
that is he said this to attack him、
哦、是被这个多比亚参巴拉收买了
because he was hired by Tobia and Zambala
那用意在哪里
what's the his purpose
我们看一下13节
verse 13
说明是你看透他的这个诡计
Nehemiah see through their scheme、
啊、这种虚情假意的
it's a false love
说后面他的缘故是要叫我惧怕
He had been hired to intimidate me so that I would commit a sin
依从他们犯罪依从他犯罪
By doing this
那他们就可以传扬恶言的毁谤
And then they would give me a bad name to discredit me
这个好像当时那些是做仇敌啊一直要找耶稣基督的把柄
Just like in Jesus' time the enemy want to find a chance to accuse Jesus
所以那些法利赛人一直找机会要找耶稣基督的把柄
So the Pharisee want to make something and try to accuse Jesus.
问很多问题要找把柄。
By asking lots of questions, try to make a foothold.
耶稣讲道的时候，在那边看看能会不会抓到一个把柄。
When Jesus was speaking, they wait beside and try to get some evidence.
甚至于说很多的抓一个就是犯奸淫的妇人来试探耶稣，来找把柄。
Or even they want to test Jesus with an adulterous woman.
但是主耶稣。都不给他们把柄。
But Jesus gave them no chance.
啊，主耶稣看透他们说，为什么试探我
？Jesus see through their scheme and say, why do you put me in the test?
主耶稣看透他们为什么试探
？Jesus said, why do you test me?
对，内心里就是这样。
Nehemiah like this.、啊、
所以他看透了。
He see through the scheme.
他们想要让我这个叫我惧怕，叫我依从他们去犯罪。
They want to intimidate me so that I would commit a sin by doing this.
他们就有把柄来毁谤我，攻击。
So that they would give me a bad name.
这样的话，民心你就全攻进去了。
And then this happened,、啊、then Nehemiah work will be over.
所以民心你既然看透了他，就不中计了。
So Nehemiah see through the scheme and did not fall into the trap.、
啊、他不以自己的性命为念的。
Nehemiah pay no attention to his life.
看14节。
14.
啊，说我的神呐、啊，现在他就
，Oh my God，
向神祷告了。
He prayed to his God.、
啊多比亚、陈巴拉、吕先知、罗亚迪和其余的先知要叫我惧怕，求你纪念他们所行的这些事。
Remember Tobia and Sambala because of what they have done.
哇、哦，这一步也很厉害。
That is also good move.
这么多人，这个怎么应付啊？这么多人，我怎么应付得了
？How can Nehemiah deal with so many people?
啊，一网打尽，把他交给神。
He put them in one net and put them in God's hand.
神啊，这些人。
Oh God, all these people.
都交给你了。
I give it into your hand.
所以啊，仇敌就交给神去了。
So all the enemies are under God's hand now.
我们靠神，求神来保守。
We rely on God and ask Him to keep us.
像那个这个保罗啊
，Just like Paul.
他说这个亚历山大。一直要伤害这个使徒，神的工人。
Alexander want to harm the workers of God.
把他交给撒旦。
Paul said, hand this man over to Satan.
他就不会再来来帮助了。
So that he will not come to mock us again.
哎，我们处理他。
We have to deal with him.
那么这些人呢？于是你就把他祷告交给神了。
So Nehemiah pray and ask God to deal with all the enemies.
对付他们。
Ask God to repay them.
所以今天我们也是一样的。
So today is the same.
主耶稣说你们总要警醒祷告。
Jesus said, be watchful and pray.
要警醒谨守。
Be alert and watchful.
因为我们的仇敌魔鬼。
Because our enemy, Satan,
他要得着我们，要迷惑我们。
He want to tempt us.
要吞噬我们。
Want to devour us.
我们就要靠警醒的祷告。
We can only defend ourselves by watchful and pray.
神的保守。
Rely on the guidance of God.
那再看最后一段。
The last paragraph.
这一段说啊，以六月二十五日啊，城墙修完了，一共修了52天。
And then the wall was complete on the 25th day of Elul in 32 days.
啊，这里是特在这个说明一下，城墙修完了是修多少时间
？We called how many days they spent in the repair.
但是城这个门神还没有安呢。
But the door was not put in place.
看16节。
16。
说我们。一切仇敌四围的外邦人听见了便惧怕。
When all our enemy heard this, the enemy was afraid.
愁眉不展。
They lose their self-confidence.
因为看见这个工作完成出乎我们的神。
Because they realize that this work has been done with the help of our God.
为什么会这么说？
Why they said such this?
为什么说看见了？是不是这个工程完成是出乎我们的神？
Why they realize that God was with them?
因为在当时我们看到说，这一些有软弱的犹太人能做什么呢？
Because the enemy said first, how can such feeble Jews, what can they do?
他们认为这不可能的事情。
They think that is impossible.
不可能的事情，今天既然这么短的时间完成这么大的工程。
But something impossible become possible and they finish such a great project with such a short period of time.
不是人的能力啊。
It's not by human might.
是神的帮助。
But by the help of God.
这个很清楚的。
That's very clear.
所以今天我们呢，如果我们的信心能够靠坚信靠神
，Today if we can rely on God totally,
神的能力显明了
，God's power will manifest.
这个就是让人看见神与我们同在
，So that people will see that God is with us.
那这个仇敌就知道这个出于神
，The enemy even realized that.
所以他们就惧怕
，Confidence.
那这样是不是结束了
？So is this over?
没有结束。
No.
现在看这个多比亚的这个很可怕的毒计诡计啊。
Doesn't want to give up, and he has one more scheme.
这些一一的你信你都靠着神，都已经得胜了。
Nehemiah has won all the battle before.
十七节这个。
But now, see verse 17.
这个就很麻烦了。
And there's even more trouble.
看到十七节。
17.
说在那些日子，犹大的贵胄啊，吏治。寄信与多比亚，多比亚也来信与他们通信。这个多比亚就开始用这种方式跟犹大的贵胄来通信。
And now Tobiah want to write letters to the nobles of Judah.
不但通信，我们看到十八节。
Not only writing them letters, but 18 says.
在犹大有许多人与多比亚结盟。
And some people in Judea were under oath to him.
因为他是谁？他是亚拉的儿子示迦尼的女婿。
Since he was son-in-law to Shekaniah, son of Ara.
因为结亲了。
Because
用婚姻的关系。
Relation in marriage.
这个很可怕的。
That is even more terrible.
就是他的儿子约翰呢，娶了比利家儿子米苏兰的女儿为妻。
And his son Jehohanan had married the daughter of Meshulam, son of Barakiah.
现在变成亲家了。
Now they become relatives by marriage.
那怎么办
？Wow.What can we do?
所以现在这个就很难处理了。
That is very difficult to deal with.
第十九节
，verse 19.
说他们常在我面前说多比亚的善行。
Moreover, they kept reporting to me his good deeds.
也将我的话传给他。
And then telling him what I said.
多比亚常常写信来。
And Tobiah sent letters to intimidate me.
要叫我惧怕。
To make me be afraid.
下面就没有下文了。
And nothing continue.
哇，这个事情就很难处理了。
That is even more difficult to deal with.
真的很难做。
It's very difficult.
就是肉体的，多比亚就是肉体的情欲，你怎么办
？Tobiah represents the flesh, the sinful desire. How can you deal with it?
没有办法把它除掉。
You cannot remove it.
只有呢，靠着圣灵来对付它。
Only by the help of Holy Spirit to beat it.
所以今天主耶稣在赐给我们圣灵。
So today Jesus Christ gave us Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵，我们就没有办法对付它。
Without Holy Spirit, we can overcome the flesh.
所以它是存在在犹大里头了。这个已经进来了。
Tobiah is among the Jews. He is inside.
仇敌现在不是在外面的。
Now the enemy is not outside.
他是进来了。
But the enemy is inside.
就是我们的肉体。
That is inside.
所以我们要修这个城墙，自己的这个灵修的功夫要做好。
So,
对付我们的肉体的情欲。
Want to rebuild the wall? That means we have to overcome the sinful nature and the flesh.
绝对不能体贴他。
We cannot submit to it.
他一直讲的好话，他都好多了，不要听他的。
Even though you say lots of good things, but don't listen to him.
所以你不要在里头，肉体他的情欲他就骗你，这个多好多。
Because the flesh will tell you it is enjoyable, it is good.
不要被诱惑，不要被迷惑。
But do not be tempted.
所以不要去体贴这个肉体。
So do not.
你稍微听他一点了，你就会中计了。
Because if you listen to it a little bit, you will be tempted.
就拼命就讲多比亚的好话，不要听他的。
So they keep saying the good report of Tobiah, but Nehemiah did not pay any attention to it.
这个就是我们要特别谨慎的，靠着圣灵来对付。
You have to be very careful by the help of the Holy Spirit.
那么尼希米了解这个事情。
Nehemiah knew about this.
他必须要很警醒来 对付这个事情。
He want to deal with this problem very carefully.
好，那最后他是看第七章第一节。
Chapter 7, verse 1.
说城墙修完了，我安了门闩。
After the wall had been rebuilt and I had set a door in place.
安了门闩。
Set a door in place.
第七章安门闩。
Chapter 7 is set a door in place.
第六章说我还没有安门闩。
Chapter 6 said I had not put the door in place.
在第六章说我们还没有安门闩的时候。
Chapter 6, when he had not set the door in place,
就是仇敌，就是这些仇敌一直的这样来对付你心。
And all the enemies tried to attack Nehemiah.
这个什么意思？
What does that mean?
哎，这个门闩啊。
The door in your heart.
圣经啊，箴言第四章二十三节。
Proverbs 4:23.
说你们要保守你们的心。
Guard your heart.
啊，胜过保守一切。
More than you guard anything else.
因为一生的果效重新发出来。
Because all things, this is the offspring of all goodness in your life.
心门要安好，安起来。
Today, put a door in your heart.
一切都建好了，只是差这个门闩没有安。
If you have everything ready, but you do not put a door in the gate,
仇敌都利用这个机会一直的进攻，一直进攻。
Enemy will attack through this leakage and loophole.
可是这样，第七章说修完了，我安了门闩了。
Chapter 7 say the wall is rebuilt and set a door in place.
看不到仇敌了。
And we cannot see the enemy anymore.
好，就是这个教训啊。
That's the teaching.
所以要保守我们的心。
So guard our heart.
那保守在哪里？怎么保守
？How can we guard it?
看腓立比书第四章。
Philippians 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
第六节第七节。
Verse 6.
这个就是告诉我们怎么保守我们的心最安全。
How to guard our heart in a safety place.
好，六节，四章六节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6.
应当因挂虑主要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving.
好，那么神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里面。保守你们的心怀意念。
But the peace of God will transcend all understanding, will guard your heart, your mind in Christ Jesus.
好，这样就没有事了。
So, no problem.
哎，这个就是安门闩的一个属灵的教训。
That is the spiritual teaching of putting the door in the gate.
好，我们今天晚上就讲到这里。
This concludes our class tonight.